Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Mem Beis. We now find ourselves in the 21st perek of our Masechet, and right off the bat, the Mishnah at the end of yesterday's daf teaches that it's permitted to take a basket with a stone inside of it on Shabbos and to carry the basket. So the Gemara in our daf explains that the basket was full of fruit, and therefore, since the basket is a base for permitted items, the fruit, the stone is muktzah, but it's being carried by the way of the fruit that's inside of it, and the basket's carrying that. So that's called tiltum min hatzad, and that's permitted on Shabbos. Comes the Gemara and asks, why should this be so? Why can't you just dump out the contents of the basket and then put the fruits back in? Gemara ends up asking the question a bit differently, but lemaisim, trying to get the stone out, it's not feasible in this case, either because it will dirty the fruits, or because the rock is functionally covering a hole in the basket. Anyway, slice it. That's how the Gemara comes out. Now, the Rishonim already note that if you jump ahead to Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the Braisa over there prohibits gathering scattered fruit in a yard into a basket because of Uvdin Dechol, which we discussed recently was a rabbinic decree to prevent Shabbos from turning into a weekday. People are going to go out and clean up their yards and turn Shabbos into a weekday activity. So why does our Gemara seem to have no problem with it at all? So the Ran first answers, Ran B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah first brings that the fruit was really spread out. It's spread out. It's a lot of work. You're going, you're gathering, you're bringing it together, you're raking. It's a whole thing. But here, they're being spilled in one contained spot. The Ran also quotes the Ramban, that there was a borer issue, perhaps, when the fruits were among pebbles and dirt, you'd have to select one from the other, as opposed to our Gemara, the fruits are spilled in a clear, clean space. However, nobody seemed to think there was a problem in Ma'amer, the forbidden malacha of gathering. So since we haven't discussed the malacha previously, it also has very limited face time in Masechet Shabbos. We have an opportunity to make some points in this malacha. So what makes Ma'amar unique is the fact that the item that's being acted upon, in this case, that's being gathered, undergoes zero physical change. Usually that's how we define malacha. So what exactly is the Shabbos violation in this malacha? So one approach, quoted by Ritzvi Pesach Frank, in his Sefer on Shabbos called Tal Harim, on Malachas Ma'amer, he brings that by bringing fruits together, they'll be better preserved. So this is certainly a tikkun of sorts. You're doing something practical to the fruits, and there's not a change in the physical dimension or the physical status of the fruit, but it physically, in a sense, is actually more preserved. So this is true according to the opinions that Ma'amer doesn't have to be when the items are bound or tied together. Another approach to defining the Shabbos violation of Ma'amer is that scattered fruit have little value to a person because of the burden to go out and collect them. So the gathering, therefore, is a tikkun. Qualitatively, these fruits are now more chashuv to a person because they have been brought together. When it comes to our Gemara, we will say, Rav Nevinson brings the Mishnah Berurah, Or Chaim Shim Mem, Sivkat Laman Zayin, and he brings in the Sefer Malachas Shabbos, Pei Aleph, that when fruit are not located in their place of growth, they're not in their place of gidul, which is really the problematic case, there's no prohibition of ma'amar, assuming they're all in one spot. Another approach is that since they were already in the basket to begin with, now they're being spilled out, so we can say, ein imur achar imur, like we've said, ein bishul achar bishul, we have seen it, ein tochen achar tochen. We've seen this by some malachas, that once a malacha has happened, once the action has happened, you can't do the malacha again. The malacha can't actually take place again. And this idea is quoted by the Iglei Tal in the Malacha Ma'amer Sifkat and Beis Os Gimel in the name of the Tosos Rid. The Iglei Tal explains that since the principle is Ein Imor Ela Bigdulei Karka, it has to happen in the place of its growth. Once it's been gathered once, it's not considered connected to the ground anymore and therefore be exempt.